وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We have inshallah ta'ala the class from the book منظومة أصول الفقه للإمام العالم الزاهد المفسر الفقيه السلفي الشيخ محمد بن سهل العثيمين رحمه الله في كتابه منظومة أصول الفقه وقواعده، بيت 95. We continue this book منظومة أصول الفقه of Sheikh Uthaymeen rahimahullah from bayt number 95. Bayt number 95. قال رحمه الله: وكل ما أبين من حي جعل كميته في حكمه طهرا وحل، وكان تأتي للدوام غالبا وليس ذا بلازم مصاحبا، وإن يضاف جمع ومفرد يعم، والشرط والموصول ذا له انحتم، منكر إن بعد إثبات يرد، فمطلق وللعموم إن يرد، من بعد النفي نهي استفهام شرط وفي الإثبات للإنعام، واعتبر العموم في نص أثر، أما خصوص سبب فما اعتبر، ما لم يكن متصفا بوصف يفيد علة فخذ بالوصف، وخصص العام بخاص ورد كقيد مطلق بما قد قيد، ما لم يكن التخصيص ذكر البعض من العموم فالعموم أمضي. قال رحمه الله تعالى الشيخ سيد: وكل ما أبين من حي جعل كميته في حكمه طهرا وحل. وكل ما أبين من حي جعل كميته في حكمه طهرا وحل. قال رحمه الله: هذه القاعدة هي أن كل ما فصل من الحي فهو كميتة ذلك الحي في الطهر والحل، كما جاء في الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما قطع من البهيمة وهي حية فهو ميتة، ما قطع من البهيمة وهي حية فهو ميتة. أخرجه الإمام أحمد وصححه الحاكم على شرط البخاري ووافقه الذهبي رحمهم الله جميعا. This قاعدة is that anything which is cut off from the living, means a living animal, for instance a goat, her leg is cut off while the goat is alive. And the like, a human being hand is cut off. What is the ruling of that part in terms of impurity or purity, and in terms of permissibility of eating it? The Sheikh said, "كميتي في حكمه طهرا وحيل." It take that part, take the rule of that thing dying by itself without slaughtering, dying by itself. If a goat dies without slaughtering, the ruling of it is meat, has what's cut off from when it's alive is the same thing the ruling of it is meat when it dies without, it dies by itself. So animal dies by itself, what is the ruling? Yes, is it allowed to eat? No. So now it's not halal, it's not lawful to eat. How about the impurity? Is this pure or impurity? If the animal dies, it is tahir, it's pure. So what's cut off when it's alive? It is tahir, but it's haram. A human being, someone's hand is cut off, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-afiyah. If that human being is dead, is it allowed to eat that hand? No, it's haram. Is it pure or impure? Pure, human being is pure. The same thing, that hand. The fa'ra, or the jarad, or the fish. The fish, or the jarad. The jarad is locust. Locust is the jarad. You know locust is? Locust is the jarad. And the fish, if it's dead, what's the ruling of that dead? Is it pure or impure? Pure. Is it lawful to eat or unlawful? Lawful to eat. Likewise, if a part of the fish is cut off while it's alive. This is what this qa'idah. And take example. The fa'ra, the mouse, if it's dead, is it allowed to eat? No. Haram. The fa'ra. Al-qawha wa ma hawlaha. Even if it fell into the vessel of milk or something, or and it dies in it, Prophet said, take it and everything around it, throw it. Because it's impure. And it is haram to eat. The same thing was cut off when it's alive. Is this understandable? So the Sheikh said, then he gave example. فَمَا قُطِعَ مِنَ الْإِنسَانِ وَهُوَ حَيٌّ فَهُوَ طَاهِرٌ حَرَام. Was cut off from human while it's alive is pure and it's haram. طيب. لِأَنَّ الرَّجُلَ إِذَا قُطِعَ مِنْهُ لِأَنَّ الرَّجُلَ الَّذِي قُطِعَ مِنْهُ مَيْتَتُهُ طَاهِرَةٌ حرام فيكون هذا العضو طاهرا ولكنه حرام أكله لحرمة الآدمي. ما أبين من الجرادة فإنه طاهر وحلال لأن ميتة الجرادة طاهرة حلال. The jarada, the jarad, which is the locust, is, he said, the sheikh, just like the fish, he said, it's طاهر and pure, is lawful to eat, and it is pure. Because when it's dead, it is tahira, it is pure, halal. And it doesn't need slaughtering. Just like the fish. He said, Rahimahullah, وَمَا أُبِينَ مِنْ فَأَرَةٍ فَإِنَّهُ نَجِسٌ حَرَامٌ لِأَنَّ مَيْتَتَهَا نَجِسَةٌ حَرَامٌ. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الفأرة, تموت في السمن فألقوها وما حولها. فألقوها وما حولها. So this is what this qa'idah is about. So any animal, any living thing, which it is part, a part of it is cut off alive, the ruling of it, in terms of the impermissibility of eating or not, the ruling of in terms of impurity or being pure, you just to check what's the ruling of it when it's dead. It takes the same rule. Then the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, in the second bait, وَكَانَ تأتي للدوام غالبا وليس ذا بلازم مصاحبا. From here to the end of the book, it's not from the قواعد, it's from the أصول. There is a subject to call أصول الفقه, and there is a subject to call قواعد الفقه. It is foundation for judgments. Therefore, the ulama, they say, anyone who doesn't know those two subjects cannot give fatwa on the deen. You cannot give fatwa. He has to know this. دازنو قواعد الفقهية دازنو the أصول الفقه which is taken from the Quran and Sunnah and the Arabic language. So the Sheikh said وكان تأتي للدوام غالبا وليس ذا بلازم مصاحبة. The word كان he used كان طالبا مجتهدا. He was a hard worker student. He was كان. He said this word, the origin is to use دائما forever, something continuous. But it's not all the time. So if the word كان is used in the texts, the origin is to be that it's still continuous. This used to happen all the time. For instance, Prophet ﷺ, he used to do such and such, meaning something continuous. Not only one time, he used to do it. But in some cases, the Sheikh said it doesn't mean continuous. Rather, it just happened one time and the like. He gave an example for that. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, كان إذا دخل الخلاء قال اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. كان إذا خرج منه قال غفرانك. Prophet ﷺ, when he was about to enter the bathroom, he used to say this dua, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. وكان إذا خرج منه, and when he used to say غفرانك when he comes out of it. So this kana is the origin. Meaning his person used to do this all the time. Whenever he about to enter bathroom, he used to make this dhikr. Whenever he leave out the bathroom, he used to make this dhikr, غفرانك. That's the origin meaning of kana. Also in the hadith, إذا أقام من الليل يشوس كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أقام من الليل يشوس فاه بالسواك. Also the hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم whenever he wake up in the night, he used to يشوس فاه. Yes. The page number 350. Now I'm 354. 354. But the bait is in 353. By the way, the bookstore brother, he told me they have some few books of this one. So whoever wants, you can get. Yeah, some copy. They get some copy. Taib. So Prophet ﷺ, whenever he wake up in the night time, he used to use siwak. He used to use miswak. So this is his sunnah, kana, all the time, alayhi salam. So whoever wants, apply the sunnah of the Messenger salam in this issue. Whenever he wakes up in the night, the first thing he does is not to eat food. He doesn't know. He first makes siwak. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes, this kana doesn't mean he used all the time. And the proof is that أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقرأ في صلاة الجمعة بسبح اسم بسبح والغاشية خرجه مسلم. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to recite in Fridays, means Friday, Fajr Friday prayer, with بسبح والغاشية. Friday Fajr prayer, first rak'ah Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to recite سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. No, Jum'ah prayer. Prophet ﷺ used to recite سبح اسم ربك الأعلى والغاشية. This here, the Sheikh says, فهي هنا لغير دوام. This is not continuous. Where he all the time used to recite سبح اسم ربك الأعلى and هل أتاك حديث الغاشية. Why? Because of another hadith. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأ في صلاة الجمعة بالجمعة والمنافقين. This hadith also أخرج إمام مسلم. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to recite in Friday lecture, in Friday prayer, سورة الجمعة and سورة المنافقون. The first ركعة سورة الجمعة. And the second rak'ah, munafiqun. These two hadith, both are in Sahih Muslim, are some. And here you have kana, he used. So if we say used means all the time, then here there will be contradiction between the two sound narrations. Which means here, this kana here, used to, doesn't mean all the time. It means sometimes. Is this understandable? Taib. This helps the alim, the scholar, that any time he sees kana in the sunnah of the Messenger Sallam, he should have in mind that the origin is, yes, he used to all the time. But he doesn't take it guarantee all the time that what it means. If another alim says, for instance, this doesn't mean all the time, he is ready to listen and to ask what is the proof. If they bring a proof, he accept. But there are some qawa'id, you don't expect something else to be right. You accept the way it is. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ As the Sheikh mentioned, وَحْكُمْ لِكُلَّ عَامِلِ بِالنِّيَتِ وَاسْتُدْ عَلَى الْمُحْتَالِ بَابَ حِيلَتِ فَإِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ كَمَا أَتَى فِي خَبَرِ ثِقَاتِ Deeds are by the intention. This principle never changes. So if someone says, oh, there's alim who has another opinion, you don't pay attention to him. Because this foundation, this principle is sound, is established. It doesn't accept exceptional. And some principles, it accepts. So this is from that. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَإِنْ يُضَفْ جَمْعٌ وَمُفْرَدٌ يَعُمْ وَالشَّرْطُ وَالْمَوْصُولُ ذَا لَهُنْ حَتَمْ وَإِنْ يُضَفْ جَمْعٌ وَمُفْرَدٌ If jama is made mudaf, a plural word is made mudaf, is connected to something, or mufrad is made mudaf, this is general. No exceptional in that word. For instance, Bismillah. We always, alhamdulillah, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You start with the full Bismillah. Now you have the mudaf Ismullah. Here you have three words. Alba, which harfu jar is a letter, B. And you have the ism, the name. And you have the second ism, Allah. Tayyib. So the middle one, which is ism, is singular. It's not bi asma'illah. It's not with the names of Allah. It's with the name of Allah. Ismun. Masmuk, what's your name? It's not what's your names. It's just a one name, Ismun. But this one, because Ismun here is called Mudaf, is connected to Allah, Lafdul Jalala, then the meaning of Ism here is plural, is general. Means you starting with the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not only the name Allah. When you say, and I start, Akulu, Bismillahi akulu, Bismillahi akra, Bismillahi akhruj. By the way, with the name of Allah, Bismillah, this is jar wa majroor. It's a khabar. It needs mubtada. It is connected to something. That thing you have to remember is hidden. When you say with the name of Allah, Bismillah, when you're eating food, you say with the name of Allah. What do you mean? Means I am using the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my eating, in my living, in my reciting to get close to Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm using the name of Allah as tawassul, connection to Allah Azza wa Jal, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Bismillah, when you're eating means Bismillah akulu. With the name of Allah I'm eating. When you live in Bismillah, kharajna. Bismillah walajna wa bismillah kharajna. In the name of Allah we go, in the name of Allah we come back. Taib, that one was mentioned. Kharajna was mentioned. Walajna was mentioned. But sometimes not mentioned, only Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now Bismillah with the name of Allah means with the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, all the names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you're starting with. Not only one name, not only the name Allah, Lafzul Jalala, but also instead of saying, basically, in another word, instead of saying, Bismillah, Bismil Salami, Bismil Halim, Bismil Kareem, Bismil Mannan, Bismil Wahhab, Bismil Ali, Bismil Azim, Bismil Jalil, Bismil Jamal. You cannot count all the names of Allah. There are some names, it is not even not known to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let alone anybody else. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of the names of Allah, he said, no. No creation knows. The dua of the istikhara. Na'am. What is the beginning of the dua? Not dua al-istikhara, yes? Barakallahu feekum. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi kulli ismin. Huwa laka sammayta bihi nafsak. أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. So from the names of Allah, those that Allah استأثر بها في علمه عنده عز وجل. Nobody knows. So when you say in Bismillah, you starting with all those. This is what this principle means. It's عام, general. Also when it is the mufrad, the mudaf also is plural. The same thing. The same thing. For instance, in the Quran, Allah said, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا, if you would have count, نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. نِعْمَةَ is what? Is singular. Is one نِعْمَةَ, is one blessing or one favor of, or one grace or one blessing. But since it's mudaf, it's connected to lafdul jalala, ni'matallahi means ni'amallahi. You cannot count. If you would have tried to count, you can't count the favors and the graces of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because if it would have been only one ni'mah, then that can be counted. It's just a one. It's only one. But it doesn't mean here one, it means the blessings of Allah, the favors of Allah, you can't count. SubhanAllah, amazing. If we cannot count the favors of Allah on us, as Allah mentioned in His Quran, that we can't count, how can we give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal the way He deserves? Is it possible? No. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Oh Allah, we cannot praise you, meaning the way you deserve to be praised. We cannot complete praising for you. No matter how much we praise you, we cannot reach to the end. No. We have a limit to praise you. You're beyond that. Your praising, your honor, your greatness. Oh Allah is beyond that. What we can praise you with. But Alhamdulillah, out of His mercy and greatness, He accepted little. He accepted little and He thank you more. Naam. Allah yashkur al-qaleel. Allah thanks for the little thing. You know how Allah thanks for even little? You eat food. You eat Allah's food. And you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah is pleased with that. إن الله لا يرضى العبد يأكل الأكلة فيحمده عليها. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The person eats. And he thanks Allah for that. By saying, Alhamdulillah, Allah is pleased with that. Allahu Akbar. You eat the food of Allah. It's you who fulfill your desire. Who keep your health. Who enjoy. But because you say, Alhamdulillah, you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How about when you suffer, when you do for the sake of Allah that which is not your desire? You wake up for Fajr, you leave haram for the sake of Allah, you fulfill a command for the sake of Allah, which is disliking to you, which you don't have any desire for it. Like giving your money as zakah, giving charity. Naam. If it's not believing in Allah subhanahu, you wouldn't do that. You want to collect more money. So what the reward is going to be? If Allah is pleased with you thanking Him for enjoying having your desire, how about when you don't have a desire for that? Rather, you feel is heavy on you. حجبت النار ماذا بالشهوات وحجبت الجنة بالمكارم. طيب. So this, the when you when the singular word and the plural word is made mudaf, it gives general meaning. عام. Also, والشرط والموصول ذا له حتم. Also, the شرط. The shard, the condition. For instance, Allah said in His Quran, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ Whoever believe in Allah, and that's righteous deeds. Whoever believe in Allah. This word man is ismu shartin. Whoever believe and do righteous deeds. This is general. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say if Abu Bakr believe, if such person believe, if such person. Instead of saying all that, Allah used the word this ismu shartin. So anyone who does these things include. You see that? وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا So if someone says, you know, this Islam, the religion of Allah, is only limited to the people at the time, Prophet ﷺ. That's it. Prophet ﷺ was saying to those group. Or Prophet ﷺ was saying to the Arabs, as some Jewish claim. Then you say, this is again is the principles of the Arabic language. This is ismu shart, and it necessitates generality. If you want to make excluding, you have to bring proof. So if someone who is not Arab believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do righteous deeds, the ayah is text on that because this is عام فَيَعُمْ كُلَّ مَنْ قَامَ بِهَذَا الشَّرْطِ So this وَمَنْ يَعْمَ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا Another ayah, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا But this is من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. من عمل صالح. Whoever does righteous actions. من عمل. Whoever. So the word man is شرط. Whoever is general. No exception. Anyone who does this شرط condition, then he include. طيب. This is عام. So if someone say, look, this is, doesn't mean generality. Such person is exceptional because I hate him. No, you are not going by the principles. That's not what makes someone exceptional. In another ayah, now example of what's called, that was the shart. I don't know what shart is in English. Condition? Okay, condition. There is another one. Which also gives the meaning of generality. There are words which gives the generality. So no exception. If someone says there is exception, he has to bring proof for that. That is the origin. From those, ismul mawsul. Ismu al-mawsul. What is ismul mawsul in English? Mahmoud, ismul mawsul in English. You don't have for it. Who has it? Ism al-mawsul. For instance, in English, what do you call it? If I say, رَأَيْتُ الَّذِي رَأَيْتُ الطَّالِبْ الَّذِي حَفِظَ الْقُرْآنِ I saw the student who memorized Quran. Who? In this sentence. Yes? Connector. Relative. I have seen the student who memorized Quran. The word who here is الَّذِي. رأيت الطالبة التي حفظت القرآن. I have seen the female student التي memorized Quran. التي. The plural واللائي يئسن من المحيض. So those are اسم الموصول is general. واللذان يأتيانها منكم فآذوهما. والذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به أولئك هم المتقون. Look this ayah. والذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به أولئك هم المتقون. Allah used the word والذي. Who came with the truth and believed it, and Allah then used the general أولئك. What is أولئك? Those هم المتقون are the pious. They are the pious. The beginning of the ayah, Allah said, الذي. والذي, the one who came with the truth, the one who has came with the truth and believe it. Those are, because this الذي can take both the Prophet ﷺ who came with the truth and those who believe it. Those who believe it, they are now a group, not only one individual. Ulaika is a group, it's not one person. But was not mentioned Alladina, the plural word. Allah didn't say in the ayah, Walladina. Allah said Walladhi, which is singular, but it has the general meaning. This is Ismun Mawsul Fayyum. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, also, the Sheikh said, from those words which gives the meaning of generality is what's called man. Ismu istifham. Wama al-nafi. Wa al-istighraqiyya. Wadhu al-ta'iyya. Wadha ba'dama. Aw min al-istifhamatayn idha lam tulga fil kalam. وأي الموصولة. This is the second bait in which the Sheikh said. طيب. وأن يضاف جمع ومفرد يعم والشرط والموصول ذا له حتم. So from the words which gives the general meaning. By the way, the Sheikh, he divided the words which give a general meaning in a words which is text to it, like all of them, جميعهم, كلهم. This is text to it. And some words which is as the meaning it shows, the meaning it indicates. Also from the words which give his generality, the عموم, ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. To Allah alone, ما, that, in the heaven and in the earth. So ma walillahi, ma means walillahi alladhi, is ismul mawsul. To Allah alone, alladhi, ma here bima'na alladhi, is mawsul. So it is general. Everything in the heaven and the earth belongs to Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla say the angels belong to him in this ayah. The human belongs to him, the birds belong to him, the fish belongs to him, the stars belong to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, Allah just used one word, ismul mawsul, which shows all that meaning. Everything in the heaven and the earth belongs to Allah. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. This is the language of the Arab. That word they use it, and this is the meaning it is. So Quran follow that way. Because Allah said in Quran, Quran is Arabian. The Quran is Arabic. And when the Arabs use this word, that's the way they use it. Generality. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْعِبْرَةِ لِمَنْ يَخْشَى لِلَّذِي يَخْشَى. For that, there's a lesson for the one who fears. الزانية والزاني فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِئَةَ جَلْدًا. Now, الزاني, ألف and لام. This alif alam, al-zaniyatu wal-zani. So this is mawsoola. Wal-ma'na kulla zaniyatin wa kulla zanin. Every zani, every zaniya. So this is the mawsool and the shart. So how many words showing the meaning, indicating the meaning of generality so far the Sheikh mentioned? Four. One is what? When the singular is made mudaf, when the plural is made mudaf and the condition and the mawsul. All that gives the meaning of janalat. Then the Sheikh said, munakkarun in ba'da ithbatin yarid fa mutlaqun wa lil umum in yarid min ba'di nafi nahyin istifham shartin wa fil ithbat lil an'am. مركر إن بعد إثبات يرد. هذه القاعدة تفيد أن الاسم النكرة إذا ورد بعد إثبات فإنه يكون مطلقا، يعني ليس عاما بل هو مطلق يتناول العام وغير العام. فإذا قلت أكرم رجلا هذا نكرة، رجلا أكرم رجلا، فهل هو وارد بعد إثبات أو بعد نفي؟ نقول بعد إثبات، لأن أكرم فعل أمر فيكون هذا للإطلاق لا للعموم. فهل يلزمك إذا قلت لك أكرم رجلا أن تكرم جميع الرجال؟ نقول لا، بل تكرم رجلا واحدا، فأي أحد صدق عليه اسم رجل فإنك تكرمه بمقتضى هذا الأمر، ولا يلزمك أن تكرم كل رجل. So this is from the words which shows generality. Which shows mutlaq. There is what's called am, and there is what's called mutlaq. This word is shows the meaning of am, generality, and this word shows the meaning of itlaq. For instance, as the Sheikh brought the example, if someone says to you, honor a man, or, for instance, help a female student. There are out there 20 students, 20 male students. I tell you, Akhi, give this money. أعطي طالبا. Give this money to a student. Okay. Give this money to a student. You take the whole money. The money was, let me say, it was $20. And the student out there are 20. I said, give this money to a student. You took the money, you give it all of it to one student. Have you fulfilled my command? Yes, you did. Because you give it to a student. You don't have to give to every of them. Give it to a student. You gave it to a student. This is what's called mutlaq. But if I say, أعطي كل الطلاب, all of them, give it to all of the students, and you give it one of them, did you fulfill the command? No. So the second one is generalat, is called umum, and the first one is called mutlaq. The mutlaq, in a way, is am, is general. Because any student you give, you fulfill the command. No limitation. No exceptional from the any student you give, you fulfill. When you look, this is general. But when you look that you can only give one of them out of all of them, and still you fulfill the command, this is not am from this angle. That's why it's called mutlaq. Allah said in Quran, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَتَمَاسَ. فَرَقَبَةٌ هُنَا نَكِرَ فِي سِيَاقِ الْإِثْبَاتِ فَتَكُونُ مُطْلَقَةٍ. إذن كل نكرة وردت في سياق الإثبات فإنها تكون للإطلاق. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the ruling of a man who says to his wife, for instance, yeah, he says to her, you are like my mother. Tayyib. You are like the back of my mother, he said to that. Some words they used to use for divorce. He says, the man says to his wife, you are like my mother. And they take that a divorce. Allah forbade subhanahu wa ta'ala to use that word for divorce. Because of two things. Number one, munkaran wazura. Munkar. It's a bad word to bring your mother in that state. And number two, it is a lie, because your wife never ever will be your mother. So if someone says that word, even though the word he used is wrong word, is bad word, and even it is a lie, but yet there is a consequence if he doesn't divorce his wife. From that, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةً, to free a slave. This, Allah said رَقَبَةً, slave. So any slave, no condition to be believing, no condition not to be believing, any slave, because this is إثبات, it's affirmation. After affirmation, it's نَكِرَة, رَقَبَة, it's not معرفة. الشخص والفرق بين الإطلاق والعموم أن المطلق يتناول جميع أفراد بالبدل فيشمل واحدا منها من غير قيد فيشمل واحدا منها من غير قيد والعام يتناول جميع أفراده بالشمول فيشمل جميع أفراده فالأول عمومه بدلي والثاني عمومه شمولي فإذا قلت أكرم رجلا وعندي 100 رجل فإني أكرم أي واحد منهم وإذا أكرمت أي واحد حصل الامتثال لأن المطلق يتناول فردا غير معين من جميع الأفراد. So if the word نكرة, there is an Arabic word, there is نكرة معرفة. نكرة is what's not known, it's unknown. For instance, if I say to you today, جاء رجل إلى المسجد بعد الظهر. Today after الظهر, جاء رجل, a man came. Is that man known? No. This is called nakira. But if I say today, بعد ظهر جاء الرجل. After ظهر today, the man came. Is that man known? Yes. Because of the al. جاء الرجل. So this rule is when the word is nakira. So you have a nakira, and before the nakira, the sentence is not negation, it's affirmation. أكرم رجلا, honor a man, honor a man, help a man, كلم يعني طالبا, talk to a student. So now any student you talk, you fulfill the command. This is called منكر من بعد إثبات يرد, is called مطلق, and it gives the meaning of generality. So if the word nakira, word which is a nakira, like a student, rajul, a man, and the like, not a specific person, if that word is mentioned after affirmation, like kallim taliban, talk to a student, taliban is nakira. Is not كلم الطالبة. So talk to a student. So now you have a طالبان, which is نكرة, and before that is affirmation. Talk to, not don't talk to. It's talk to. Then this is called مطلق. It's called مطلق, means if you talk one of them from the student, from whoever has that description, you talk to one man, you talk to one female, you fulfill the command. You don't have to talk every female. Every student, rather one is enough. This is the rule. Because then the Sheikh said, وللعموم إن يريد من بعد النفي نهي الاستفهام شرط وفي الإثبات للإنعام. But if this nakira word comes after negation or after questioning or after a condition, or وفي الإثبات للإنعام, then it doesn't give the meaning of نكرة, it gives the meaning of, again, عموم, generality. For instance, Allah says سبحانه وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا or nothing, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٍ وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ, here you have أُمَّةٍ, which is word, which is نكرة. No nation ever existed lest there was among them someone who warned them. No nation ever existed on the earth, lest there was always someone who was calling them to the truth. Allah mentioned that. So here, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ أي مَا مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ. No nation. Ummah here is nakira. And also it came after negation. So this means every nation had someone who was calling them to the deen of Allah. Because of this ayah. وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. So because of this ayah, because the word ummah is nakira, and it came after a negation, it gives generality that every nation had someone who was calling them to Islam, warning them against the evil, regardless of their origin. They live in Russia, they live in Africa, they live in Australia, in Asia, in wherever. If there was people who used to live there, nation, they had someone who called them to Allah. Because this is the meaning of the word. وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ. Allah said in this ayah, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah alone and do not... وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. What's the meaning of وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا? Do not associate anyone with him. شَيْئًا here is what? Nakira. شَيْئًا. Yes. Nakira. It came after wala tushriku, after negation, after nahi. After nahi, not nafi here. Wala tushriku, after prohibition. This is nahi, prohibition. Don't worship anyone with Allah. Anyone. So Allah used the word shay'an. What that means is general. Do not worship anyone with Allah. Someone says, you know, he's not worshiping rocks, he's not worshiping trees, he's not worshiping statues and idols, but you know what? He worships the saints. Nothing is wrong with that. Because Arabs used to worship their statue, they used to worship rocks, they used to worship the tree. I'm not doing that. I'm just calling Sheikh Jailani, such saint, Prophet Isa, messenger of Allah. Allah didn't forbid that. The Quran was revealed to those who used to worship idols. We don't worship idols. If someone says, you say, but Allah said here, Shay'a. Do not worship anyone with Allah. No exceptional. Do not worship anyone with anyone. It's included. How you make, oh, the one who worship idols is the one who is meant. Not the one who worship the saints or the righteous or human being or the jinn. You make an exceptional, and the word Allah use is general. That is the way the people of language understand this word. Do not worship anyone with Allah. So that's after nahi, after prohibition. Another ayah, after questioning. هل تحس منهم من أحد؟ هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا؟ ركزا. هل تحس منهم من أحد؟ Now you have the nakira word. What is it? أحد. This أحد word, nakira word, come after when? After هل. After questioning. Do you feel any one of them? Do you feel, Allah talk about the nations he destroyed. He mentioned those nations he destroyed. Allah is questioning those people. هل تحس منهم من أحد? Do you feel any one of them? Do you see any one of them alive? You see any one of them disobeying? So now, no exceptional. None of those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned is alive. Allah destroyed all of those people. Allah named those mentions. He mentioned those nations. Then Allah said, have you seen any one of them? Do you have any one of them living? The answer is no. So this is again another ayah. Shart. When the nakira comes after shart, we conclude with this one. وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرُهُ. وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ. If anyone from the idol worshippers. So here you have the word ahad, which is nakira. It came after in which is shart, condition. If anyone from the idol worshippers istajaraka fa'ajiru, ask you, could you give him a shelter? Give him. Any one of them. حتى يسمع كلام الله, until he hears the speech of Allah. If anyone from the idol worshippers or the Messenger of Allah ask you to give him shelter, give him. Until when? حتى يسمع كلام الله, until he hears the speech of Allah. One of the idol worshippers who used to fight the Muslims, kill some of the companions of the Messenger of Prophet even gave him order to kill him if he's seen. Or not, he's specific him. Anyway, he killed. He didn't give him the order to kill him. But he killed some of the Sahaba. He hurt the Muslims. So Prophet Sallam told them to catch him. He named them. He was catch that one. He was brought to the Prophet Sallam. His name is Uthama bin Uthal. Then he was tied to the masjid. And he was being fed. He was dazed there, being fed. After Salah, sometime Prophet come to him. Did you accept Islam? He say no. Look, he killed some of the Sahaba. He was at war with the Muslims. He was caught. He was the head of his people. He was tied to the masjid. Prophet asked him, did you accept Islam? He say no. The Prophet leaves him. Continue, people. Then after next day, did you accept Islam? No. After that, the Prophet ﷺ, he commanded his Sahaba to set him free. He said, leave him alone. Set him free. Then the man, he go. On his way out of the masjid, he changed his mind. He came back and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. He made the shahada. So the ulama says this ayah was sabu nuzul of that Sahabi. So he was listening to the Quran. He is Arab. He understands the Quran. Prophet is leading Fajr. Prophet is leading Isha. Prophet is leading. He understands the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, command Prophet to give him until he hears the speech of Allah. When Prophet fulfilled the command of Allah, and he made sure he heard the speech of Allah, he forgave him. And this is a proof that Quran is speech of Allah. Some Ahlul Bid'ah, they say, no, you cannot say Quran is speech of Allah. They have philosophy. No, you cannot say Allah speaks. No way, don't say Allah speaks. If you say Allah speaks, you resemble Allah to his creator. Don't say Allah has hand. Don't say Allah rose over his throne. Don't say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has description. No. This is what they say. It's contradiction to the Quran. Allah mentioned to give shelter to that man until he hear the speech of Allah. Allah speaks. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. But you have some people who say they're Muslims, they're destroying Islam in Islam. Be aware of them. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَرِّ كُلِّ ذِي شَرِّ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا أَخُذُ بِنَاسِيَتِ. So, what is the point here? If anyone from the idol worshippers, so أحد is نكرة, it came after شرط. It's a general. So if any idol worshippers come to be given a shelter, he should be given. Ahad, not specific to that specific person, is general. Inshallah, at the end, we will have tomorrow night, inshallah, between Maghrib and Isha. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.